What's your favorite part of the circus?
I like the clowns and the little dogs.
Would you give it all up to run away and join the circus?
I've already given it up. I haven't decided where to run, though.
Or our latest electronic noise, depending on whose side you're on.
Any road, we'd like to carry on with it. It's the last number. We'd like to thank you all for being so wonderful. And it's called Help. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Good morning. As I was saying about bagism, you see, you get in this bag and you jump out the window. And next thing you know, you got a policeman on your head.
Yoko and I, when we got together, decided that whatever we knew, whatever we did was going to be in the papers. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's Richard or Liz or so-and-so gets married or whatever people like us do is going to be in the papers. So we decided to utilize the space we would occupy anyway by getting married with a commercial for peace and also a theatrical event. And what we virtually had was a 7-day press conference in bed.
It's a bed in, folks.
The first day they forced the door to get in, thinking there was something, you know, sexy going on, and they found two people talking about peace.
And even if you can beat the establishment at their own game, I don't believe in that game. I think the only way to do it is Gandhi's way, and that's non-violent, passive, positive, or whatever they call it.
Is there not a more positive way of demonstrating in favor of peace than sitting in bed eating three square meals a day?
You know, and it's gimmicks and salesmanship. And if that's what will put it across, that's the way to do it. Whether you're protesting against the conditions you live in, or the conditions you work in, or the conditions of the whole world.
Right back here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, Roger.
Well, I think we got the message over, Roger, and I think the message is catching on. The peace message. Chirp, don't you think so, Chirp? The peace message is catching on. Right, he thinks so. And we met a lot of groovy people and made some good contact. Right?
For tomorrow?
For tomorrow, who knows?
Maybe you know an offbeat. You alone on beat. You know, so only the ones for this track, if we do get two tracks, the ones that know what an offbeat is, do it so we get it solid. And lead the others if they want to join in, you know. And if that doesn't work, we'll try four in the bar, because most people That's, I think that'll be better, actually. Could you try leaving four in the barnos? One, two, three, four. Ha, bang. No, you do an offbeat. Do four in the barnos. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And the initial reaction to the bedding was there. Now, the point of the bedding, in a nutshell, was a commercial for peace as opposed to a commercial for war, which was on the news every day those days, and the newspapers every day was dismembered bodies and napalm. And we thought, well, why don't they have something nice in the newspapers, that old thing? And anyway, we did the bedding. What the bedding was 7 days, because the press were always asking questions. 7 days that they can ask anything, no secrets, you know. No time limit, like, you know, you come in and take the photographs, then the photographers go away, and then the press all have 10 minutes to ask. This was, you come in as long as you like, till you've got everything you need to know about John and Yoko, or what we stand for, or what we are.
Which, knowing the press as I vaguely do, must have dumbfounded them, actually, as an offer.
Well, I tell you, one of the most hysterical moments was the first day when Don Short and all the gang, and Donald Zeck and all them, they were fighting like crazy. We were sitting in there, you know, Amsterdam Hilton in the bed, like two little kids, you know, with all the posters on the wall.
Flower kids
or whatever. These guys were sweating to fight to get in first because they thought we were going to be making love in bed, you see. That's where their minds were at. Because we'd be naked, oh, bed, right. John and Yoko, sex. So anyway, I'll try and cut this story down because all of them go on forever. There's so many links to it. We did it again. We tried to do it in New York. But the American government wouldn't let us in. They knew we'd done it in Amsterdam. They didn't want any peaceniks here, which is what we heard the department of whoever controls that said. But we ended up doing it in Montreal instead and broadcasting across the border. You see, and there was live riots at Berkeley at the bedding in Amsterdam. But after answering all these questions many, 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 many times, it got down to all we were saying was give peace a chance. Not we have any formula or communism or socialism will answer it or any ism could answer it. We didn't have a format or we couldn't give you a plan.
But just sit
but
down.
But just consider the idea of not having this war. Just consider it.
So one, two, three, four.
Give these a chance.
believe it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why I say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you. I love you, 'cause you tell me things I want to know, and it's happened to me. I can't conceive of any more misery. Ask me why I say I love you, and I'm always thinking of you.
Inside, oh yeah, oh yeah. I've got a feeling I can't hide. Oh no,
oh no,
oh no. I'd hate to miss the train.
Yes, I do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you leave me, I won't be late again. No, no, oh no, oh no, no, no.
Got a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody had a hard year. Everybody got the feet up.
Yeah.
Everybody let the hair down. Everybody put the socks up. Oh yeah.
Cocked it up trying to get loud.
Yeah.
Not bad though.
I think that was rather grand. I'd take one home with me.
Yeah, that was fine.
Don't kid us, Glyn. Give it to us straight.
Straight.
What do you think, Glyn?
I think it, yeah.
Come on.
Okay, let's track it.
You bounder, you cheat!
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning with a little bit of a dream. Staying
If you were tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more, it's true. Everybody knows, I'm sure. I would remember all the things we planned. Understand, it's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. Will make me blue in spite of you. It's true. Yes, it is. It's true. Yes, it is. It's true.
When I was a Beatle, I thought we were the best fucking group in the goddamn world. And believing that is what made us what we were. Just a matter of time before everybody else caught on.